In episode 102, you guys got to hear Dr. Jessica Bueller share about mom burnout. Today, in preparation of the upcoming holiday season, I am super excited to bring you the deep dive where Dr. Bueller and I talk about how we can avoid the holiday stress. Dr. Bueller will share her top tips to beat anxiety, reduce stress, avoid burnout, and create joy, peace, and happiness with self-care. If you haven't heard episode 102, I recommend you go back and listen to that because you are really going to enjoy everything she said there. And today, we're going to talk all about different free techniques that will help you truly enjoy this holiday season. I know you are not going to want to miss this. So grab your notebook, grab a warm mug of something good, and let's get started. Hey mamas, welcome to her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go! This week, I'm super excited to bring back Dr. Jessica Bueller, who you guys, if you haven't already heard her 10-minute episode about mom burnout, definitely go back and listen to that so you can understand what mom burnout is, what it might look like. And today we're going to dive deeper into that. Jessica Bueller is married to Matt. She has 5 children and she owns her own chiropractic business in rural central South Dakota. She has her doctorate in chiropractic with additional certifications in acupuncture and NAET. She is intentionally curious and she's always looking for ways to improve health naturally. She has her own online health and wellness business as well. So Dr. Jess, I'm really glad you're here. Thank you for coming back to be with us today.
Yes, of course. I'm excited to continue on.
Absolutely. So I'd love to dive deeper into mom burnout. And we talked a bit about, you know, how it can happen, what it may look like. You know, it's always going to be a little different in each person, a little bit about caregiving fatigue, but I'd love to chat about ways that moms can actually, like we said in the last episode, moms need to be mothered. That was the perfect way that you said that. And how can someone who may not have a mother in her, you know, in her life, or a sister or a friend who can pour into her, how can she also support herself if she is her own main caregiver while she's caregiving for her kids?
Well, I definitely think, some of that comes back to also our mindset and our faith, and those things you can do without anyone else's input as well. So I think a positive affirmations, meditations, prayer, gratitude journaling. I think there are other options for things that you can do to kind of help you with your mindset. But, you know, your personal relationship with Jesus is huge too. You know, we're in a time frame where, you know, it's like mommy needs a drink culture, right? But if a drink really helped, we wouldn't have so many burnout mamas, because that is not really the answer. So I definitely think the mama needs Jesus. You know, we need grace. We need to give ourselves those opportunities for grace and for forgiveness. And a lot of that comes to humbling yourself and realizing your insecurities and your weaknesses, your faults, and, you know, just having that conversation. So I definitely think there's got to be someone in your life. You've got to find, and if you don't have them yet, pray about it. And open your eyes to who he leads you to, because there is someone who is there who is also looking for the same thing. And so I do think that there is that, but obviously you still are responsible for your own thoughts. You're responsible for growing in your own spirituality and your own faith. So there's definitely, you know, there's Bible studies, there's just Bible reading. There's just a lot that you can do independently to reframe your mind and your mindset. But I think nighttime routines, morning routines make a huge difference for moms. the last thing you want to do is, you know, sleep till that alarm buzzes, hit the snooze button, get up in a frantic mess trying to get everybody going. And then when you're all behind and the frustration goes and the anger goes, and then woo, you're all at that tipping point of that bucket, like lickety split, right? Yes. So there has to be a routine that you do in the morning for yourself, and then a routine that you do in the morning for your children. So as moms, it's, you know, it's your, you know, your, it's your responsibility to make that a priority, to have that right, your own right mindset, your own state in a good place before you start everybody else on theirs, right? And then same thing before we go to bed, it's really important to take those few minutes to wind yourself down, to take some time to realize what you were grateful for from your day, to spend some time in prayer, and just really have those good thoughts going before you go to bed too. So while you're resting your body, your mind is computing those positive things into your daily thought processes as well. So, I mean, it's a lot, you know, it's not just like seeing the glass half full versus half empty, but it is a lot of that, right? I mean, we are trained to see negative. We're trained to see wrong. We're trained to see the things that are bad and not working and whatever. And the more that we focus on those, the more of that we get. So we have to also retrain our brains, retrain our minds to do the opposite, to find all of those positive things, to stay in that mindset. And moms, 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 what are you doing? You're correcting, you're disciplining, you're enforcing, you're doing all of those things too, right? So it isn't like that uncommon to see moms get pulled into that as well. So I definitely think, you know, your biggest strengths, independent of your outside forces, are to really focus on your mindset and your faith and where you are in that journey as well. The beginning of your day, the end of your day, and even throughout your day. It's but just making those priorities that's going to be part of your daily routine. It doesn't matter if you're what you're doing that day. It's just how you start it and how you end it. And then as you're going throughout your day, bringing those key points back into yourself as well.
I really love what you mentioned about moms needing to really continue to monitor their own positive outlook and mindset, because we are training all day. And something I've seen over the years is that a lot of times moms do become negative and end up focusing on only the negative that their children, you know, happen to be doing. And this is a training ground. Children are going to make mistakes. This is where they're supposed to make mistakes, in a loving environment, so that we can help shape and direct and build strong, healthy people. So we can reframe our minds, look at their mistakes as opportunities for us. But it's easy, if we're not taking care of ourselves and really being intentional with our thoughts, to truly begin to think, oh, I have terrible kids, or oh, I'm a terrible mom, or, you know, and become very negative. And it ends up, what I've seen over time, is that can end up really destroying a child's self-confidence. It can destroy the mom's experience of motherhood, and it can really harm the relationships with the children. So you're really right that very simple practice of keeping tabs on our mind. And interestingly, in the Bible, it is, you know, there it says to take our thoughts captive. And that is so important, you know, to submit those thoughts to how the Lord would have us think. And what a huge difference something that doesn't cost us anything, just a little time and intention, mm-hmm. can radically shift our motherhood experience or fatherhood experience, you know, for dads, and even deepen the relationship with our children and our entire family experience. It's incredibly powerful. Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside.
And definitely. And then I also think, you know, even too, for moms, another thing is, you know, acknowledging when we have mistakes, apologizing. Yes. You know, our kids need to see us doing that communication too, you know, the openness of that and that love and connection that's going there, because there are, you know, you're kind of a combination of whatever your parents once were. And then you reach a certain point in your adulthood where you're like, okay, this is working, this is not, and what can I do to make this different, right? Personal growth, you know, so we're always growing. And so your children need to realize that too. This isn't just you teaching them, you're learning from them too. And so I think a lot of that burnout comes from just not taking that time to be self-aware, to really realize where you are and how you can move forward and help everybody to move forward. But lowering that stress level, you know, you kind of have to look at that from physical, chemical, emotional, and spiritual things. And so there are different aspects. When we're moms, we really want to be on high focus for that. So it's not just keeping ourselves from that tipping point, but it's lowering that stress bucket too. So getting a little bit less in that bucket so that when you are pouring from a place of positivity. You're pouring from that place that wants love and connection and, you know, good relationships with those that you are surrounded by. But when you're in mom burnout, let's be real, you're not thinking about love and connection and awareness and all those higher level capacities, right? When you're in mom burnout, you're usually having feelings of sadness and depression and overwhelm and anxiety and frustration and anger and resentment. You know, you don't have a lot of energy. You have a lot of, you know, you have low libido, you have brain fog. So, you know, all those signs, you know, that we'd mentioned that really just kind of, you know, culminate that overwhelming amount of stress load that we're trying to avoiding that mom burnout phase. But even once you're there, or to prevent it, you know, both ways, you need to be looking at these tools that you can do. And I think this is a huge component of it is, you know, in a sense, you could culminate all those things as mindset, you know, in some ways. But it's also, you know, there's things that you can do again that don't cost you anything. You can get your feet on the earth, right? Do some earthing. When you can get your energy at the same frequency of the earth, you're going to be in a lot different place. Even 5 or 10 minutes of that every single day makes a huge difference. Getting your naked eyes to see the sunshine for 5 or 10 minutes first thing in the morning, making it completely dark before you go to bed. Getting 20 minutes of exercise in a day. 20 minutes of walking every single day for the intention of walking has been shown to be as effective as two antidepressants taken simultaneously, right? So there's basic things, you know, you don't have to invest a ton of money to maintain, but as moms, it has to be a priority because if you don't know in your day when you're going to take that 20-minute walk, it's probably not going to happen because the next thing comes and the next thing comes and the next thing comes and then so forth and so on, right? Getting the appropriate amount of sleep for you know, that depends. You know, some people function really well on 6 hours. Some people need 8. Some people need 9. Some people can do it. You know, there's a variation of what's necessary in that and how good of sleep are you? What's the quality of that sleep that you're getting, right? So there's definitely a lot of free things. And then there's also the other things that, you know, are probably going to cost you regardless, right? You have to eat food. The food that you put in is either going to be leading to health or it's going to be pulling you away from that, right? So you want to look at those things. You know, what nutrients are you needing? Are you getting the right amounts of fat, protein, and carbohydrates? Are you getting the vitamins and minerals that are there for you to function? And if you're in a high stress situation, you need a little bit different nutrients than you do when you're not stressed. There's just some different aspects that you can look at. And then even self-care, right? It's not just, you know, doing your daily routine, getting your exercise in, your mindset, your night routine, your morning routine. But, you know, how often are you getting adjusted or getting a massage or an energy treatment of some sort? There's lots and lots of different options. And I just think a lot of times, you know, moms are trying to like, when am I going to do that? Well, it's a lot of time as well, right? Time management. And moms, they got that, right? They have their planners. Everybody's got their. If you don't have a planner, well, there's a start for a burned out mom needs a planner. Every mom needs a planner. Where are we putting this stuff in? How are we doing it? You know, so carving that time out for the things that are important to you. And honestly, like sometimes when you evaluate, you might be saying as a mom that this is how you're importance goes, you know, it's God, it's my husband, it's my kids, it's my family, it's my friends, you know, so forth and so on. But are you distributing your time in a way that actually reflects what you want to be important to you? And then if you're not, what can you do to adjust? So I definitely think time management is a huge component as well. But burnout is something that happens all too often to so many moms. And there are just so many things you can do, not that you need to do all of them, but there's different strategies that are helpful too.
Those are fantastic tips. Fantastic tips. Hey, mamas, have you been feeling a sense of overwhelm with your homeschool and life, knowing you need to get clarity so you can find your joy again, but you just can't slow down long enough to do it? Maybe you worry you wouldn't know what to change if you did. Do you wish there was a way to find peace in your homeschool and home life where you don't feel overwhelmed or worried that you're failing your kids in their education, and where you aren't worried anymore about waking up one day filled with regret? Imagine if you had the tools to actually live the kind of homeschooling life you have dreamed of, filled with close relationships, peace in your heart, and no more worries that you'll have regret in the future. That's why I created my successful homeschool strategy sessions, where we work together to customize your homeschool to create a peaceful, happy, joyous home and environment for school. You will walk away with an understanding of what makes a homeschool succeed and a basic roadmap for the first steps to overcome your largest homeschooling challenge. So if you're ready for more peace and more joy in your homeschool, I've got you covered. I'd love to support you and mentor you into a place of peace and joy and into a homeschool life that you love. As a celebration of our podcast relaunch, I am offering one-on-one coaching spots at a discount, where we will make a step-by-step plan just for you to get you on the right path to success at home. Because school has just begun and the holidays are not far from now, I will be offering 33% off for the month of November and December, so you can invite peace and joy into your home before the holidays hit. And with the discount, you'll have a little extra cash left over to go get something special just for you, Mama. There aren't many spots each week, since I still homeschool and run my family like you do. So I invite you to grab a spot if you'd like to kickstart your family on the path to peace before the discount spots are gone. All you have to do is click the link in the description. I'm looking forward to having a coffee together with you and getting you on the path to peace and homeschooling joy. I know in my journey that when I began to feel, because of my caregiving past, which most of the moms and dads listening would know, they already know I have special needs kids among my wonderful crew of family. And so caregiving fatigue is very real, but I didn't know that like toxin exposure can play into that, that it wasn't always for me just the fact that I had so much on my plate, but because my body was also battling with toxins that I had been exposed to in the past, some of it as a child, some of it as a military spouse. We were exposed to toxic mold at one point in one of the homes that we rented. And, you know, there's so much that went into that. And I was shocked when I found out just how much that was impacting me. And when I implemented a lot of these free tools, like you mentioned, when I decided that I would go walk every day and that I did make sure that our food didn't have extra toxins in it coming into our home and, you know, products, cleaning products and body products and, you know, all those things that I'm going to buy anyway. And I just simply switched it to something that wouldn't hurt me. And as I was able to implement, you know, different ways to allow my body to begin to flourish, then I was so much better. And I was so much more able to do the caregiving that I needed to do. And I was more able to think through the different time management strategies because I had the energy, I had the ability to think more clearly. And it really does make a difference. It's almost like they go so hand in hand. We need to do self-care. And part of our self-care that can help us do better self-care is to, you know, investigate like our physiology. And it is so important. And Then those paid options, like you mentioned, chiropractic care, for example, that's been tremendously valuable in my family's life. And so for people who have not heard about that, it's a really important option. I remember the first time I was told about it, I was already an adult. And now I wish I'd known as a child. Some of those paid options are worth their weight in gold. You may think you don't have room for it in your budget, but if you just don't go to Starbucks, you could actually, you know, for example, then maybe afford an adjustment or afford some other things that support your body naturally. So yeah, those are such great suggestions.
Yeah. And I, you know, and speaking of that toxic load, you know, the amount of chemicals that are in our everyday living, you know, from the products you put on your hair and your face and your body, your laundry detergent, your dishwasher detergent, your soaps, they're everywhere. Our toxic load, the chemicals, the chemical content and everything in our environment has gone up, up, up. It's in our food sourcing. Even when you're trying to avoid it, you cannot completely avoid it. But yeah, molds, parasites, it's different forms of radiation. You know, you think of your cell phones and your microwaves. Ugh. I mean, there's just a lot of things. So I definitely think that, you know, that toxic load leads to a burden on our kidneys and our livers and our lymphatic system, liver and our lymphatic system. And we have to do things to support our body naturally. Yeah. And so I just think that toxin burden, yes, lower it as much as you can. Look at what you're putting on and in your body and figure out the things that you can give a healthy swap to, right? But then also looking at targeted solutions for that too. Yeah. I love to use cellular activators for that to open up those pathways in the body and help the body to help itself. So just there's a lot of things that we can do. And it is specific to the person. You know, I use a lot of, you can address specific adrenal or thyroid or pituitary glandular sex gland issues. You can use targeted supplements to help with those things. But you can, but using cellular activation, we're able to really turn on our body's own healing pharmacy. So there's some different avenues you can look at to really see some changes there too. Essential oils, I love to use essential oils for moms as well. In the high stress times and even in the not high stress times, just to help the body function at a higher capacity. So there are tools there, and there are things that are free. There are things that will cost you a little. There's the things that could cost you a lot more, right? But the end result is to be a higher performing person, right? And the more that you are taking back your own control of your own health, the more you're able to contribute to everyone else's health too. And, you know, moms, I think there's sometimes you just need those little shifts, the little things that you can do that can make really a big impact in your life. And some of that's your support system, you know, too, but there's a lot of options out there. And I definitely think, you know, the toxicities are a really huge thing.
We're going to finish this conversation on Friday. I can't wait to bring you the rest of the amazing tips that Dr. Bueller so generously shared with us to help us get ready for the best holiday season we've ever had yet. See you there, mamas. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.